Thunder Bay. The grounds of the Canadian Lakehead Exhibition have been buzzing with activity this week as Thunder Bay plays host to the Central Canada Resource Expo. It's one of the largest natural resource sector trade shows in the country. Over 300 exhibitors from the mining, forestry, energy and construction industries and other sectors are participating. For the past 2 years, CenCon Expo had to be held online due to the pandemic. Organizer Glenn Dredhart, president of Canadian TradeX, says the show not only gives companies a chance to showcase their products, but it also provides spin-off benefits to Thunder Bay. Immediate benefits include the need for rental accommodations and vehicles, and there could be longer-term impacts as well. If connections are made, the first thing they're going to do is open up a warehouse. The second thing they're going to do is open up a manufacturing facility. And it just keeps rolling on from there, so long-term economics is there, short-term economic benefits are there, Dredhart said. Participants and attendees interviewed at the exposition on Wednesday also cited the importance of networking. One visitor said he was meeting people and learning about businesses he'd never heard of that might be able to use his own company's services. Another said, "I got to meet a lot of contacts that I didn't know existed, as I'm from Saskatchewan and new to this territory." He said he wanted to see what businesses were at the expo, and concluded, "This place has it all." Similarly, an exhibitor who provides equipment to the mining industry said, "We get to meet with our customers, vendors, and do a lot of networking, and have a good time while we're doing it. So we're really enjoying this conference." CenCon Expo attendees have also received an opportunity to gain information that could help them plan for growth, with three separate conferences dealing with hiring challenges, projects in the pipeline, and the Ring of Fire. The City of Thunder Bay and Ontario government recognized the value of the exposition by being among the more than 35 sponsors of the event. Tourism manager Paul Pepe has stated, "Events like this become huge corporate travel and corporate tourism drivers for our community, and I think that this could become an annual event." The expo wraps up Thursday at 3 p.m.